Essay 47, The Mythologies of General Relativity. From the dramatically new perspective created by the new knowledge gained in UFT papers 190 onwards, the mythologies that grew up around general relativity are as dark and strange as anything in medieval history, showing that nothing has changed in the human mind. The latter still needs its dogmatists to reassure it. This primeval need probably arose from the dangers of the outside world and can be seen in the Lascaux Caves, where high art was created tens of thousands of years ago from animals of the hunt. They are depicted as vividly as anything in the 20th century, which did not invent abstract art. The strangest thing of all is that the theory of general relativity has been known to be wrong since December 1915. This was pointed out by Schwarzschild to Einstein in a letter in which the former proposed his true metric. It is not the one fabricated by the later dogmatists and named after Schwarzschild to add insult to injury. Schwarzschild died of disease in 1916 in the trenches, so was not able to refute the deliberate falsification of his metric. This false metric was shown in 193 to produce the wrong force law. The latter force law cannot produce a precessing elliptical orbit. That is a simple fact of mathematics checked by computer. There are no errors in 193 unless the computer is suffering from influenza. So Schwarzschild was right to write to Einstein in December 1915 to point out that Einstein could not possibly have produced a precessing ellipse and could not possibly have produced any precession of any perihelion. Einstein could not possibly have produced any precise result with a completely incorrect theory. The computer has shown that the orbit produced by the false Schwarzschild metric is a wild mess. It is hugely complicated and not a simple precessing ellipse at all. The myth-making began therefore in December 1915. It is not known who falsified Schwarzschild's suggestion of December 1915. Ever since then, the propagandists and dogmatists have used this false metric to claim that it produces the precession of Mercury and to claim that it produces light bending and time delay, to claim that it produces the gravitational redshift. As shown in 194, it can do none of these things. If one tries to depict any spherical spacetime with a function called m used in the infinitesimal line element, that function must be a constant of motion expressed in terms of the total energy E and the total angular momentum L, both E and L being constants of motion. The function m cannot vary with r, as in the false Schwarzschild metric. Even worse for this type of general relativity is that the true Schwarzschild metric cannot be correct, because it too varies with r. Much worse is that there is no function m in any spherical spacetime that can ever vary with r or vary at all. 194 therefore implies the biggest disaster yet uncovered for this type of general relativity. Since then, there have been many more disasters. Only the Crothers metric survives this disaster because it is the most general possible diagonal metric in a spherical spacetime. Again, the mathematics of UFT 194 have been checked by computer, and the computer does not make any errors unless its chips are melted. It is most unfortunate for science that Eddington and Thomson chose to select data from light bending to suit Einstein's theory. This is the most ghastly trap in science. Einstein was sprung to fame, and of course no one checked whether he was right. Ordinary people do not understand a thing about general relativity, and we now know that learned theoretical physicists do not understand a thing about what they are doing. They were interested in the age-old fallacies, money, power and glory. This is why dogmatists preach to the ignorant. It is a self-glorification and an egotistical need. In medieval times, the preaching was done in Latin and no one knew what was being said. Anyone who preached in the native language landed up as a candle, there being no other light in the darkness. Then the myth-making machine really got going. All those referees were unable to stop it. All those citations are worthless. The journal and citation machine became a worthless propaganda coup for people masquerading as scientists. These cited themselves and awarded themselves prizes and jobs and taxpayers' money. All those claims by NASA to verify something that the school people can show to be wrong, given a small laptop, means that standard physics is worthless. NASA has provided data with precision, albeit at huge cost, but those data are not explicable with general relativity. The data may be useful, but much too expensive. Any claim to the contrary can be dismissed with complete confidence because of the stark simplicity of 194. In fact, many other leading scientists have made pig's breakfast out of general relativity, but this is inconvenient for blared-out dogma. George Orwell warned about all this and called it the Ministry of Truth. To cap it all, the Einstein field equation is incorrect because of neglect of torsion. Again, this is simple to see, but only by the unbiased mind. It would be difficult to find an unbiased mind among the stake burnings, and it is so today, but in a different guise. Nonetheless, truth will slowly leak out, and the dam of dogma will slowly dry up and become an artificially created desert.